Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Kia ora and welcome to News Ad Lib on Wellington Access Radio, a program brought to you by Wellington City Libraries. My name is Stephen, and I'm the head children's librarian for the Library Network, so I'm responsible for all the fun things your little ones can do at your local library, everything from story time to Lego, VR, coding, and even more. Now, sadly, my colleague Joseph, who's meant to be here today with me, is sick, so you're stuck with just me, but I promise you're going to have some fun. Right, on the show today, we're going to share with you some updates about the work on Te Matapihi, our wonderful central library, and also some exciting changes to our collections that we hope you'll just love. And of course, we've got to talk about some upcoming events for children and young people that you definitely won't want to miss. But to start off with, Te Matapihi. Now, as I'm sure many of you know, Te Matapihi, or the Wellington Central Library, has been closed since March 2019 due to earthquake concerns with the precast concrete floors in the building. If you've walked or driven past the building recently, you will have noticed that there's heaps of construction going on there at the moment. So, what exactly is happening there? Well, last week, Mayor Tori Whānau and the councillors visited Te Matapihi to see the ongoing construction and to learn a bit more about what's actually going on there and the design. And so we're excited today to share a little bit about what they learned. So construction on the site is progressing full steam in preparation for the base isolators arriving in August this year, continuing some essential work for the future resiliency of the building. And inside, the building actually already feels much lighter and brighter with the removal of parts of the original facade and ceiling and the opening of the new entrance on the corner of Victoria and Harris Streets. And in fact, if you walk down the Harris Street side of the building now and take a little peek around the corner, you can actually see all the way inside the building to verify this for yourself. It's way brighter than it was before. So the major investment in this work on the physical structure of the building is actually the precursor to some other pieces of work that will bring to life the cultural aspects of the design, highlighting our interrelationship with nature and this land, and also a sense of place where curiosity is nurtured and can flourish. So there's a lot of stuff going on there at the moment, lots of construction works, and the library is projected to open in 2026 with a much improved interior space design that incorporates the expertise and services of the City Archives, the City Service Centre, of course the Central Library, Experience Wellington's Capital E, and this is all being brought together by work from Atheld Architects, who of course worked on the original iteration of the building, and also a mana whenua design firm, Tihei, who are helping us with all of those aspects of the building as well. Now, if you are interested in learning more about the progress on the Central Library's building, you can follow the official project page located at www.wellington.govt.nz. Whew! It's actually kind of exhausting doing all this on my lonesome, so I think it might be time for a bit of a music break already. I know. Anyway, today we're playing a selection of tracks from albums that can be found in our CD collection. That's right, we do still have those. In fact, all of the CDs that the library has are free to borrow this year, so feel free to browse the open shelves at Te Awe Library in town, or you can take advantage of the library's free reserve system to have any CD you like sent to your local library for you to borrow. So first of all, we're taking you back in time to the opening of the Central Library in 1991 with a track from Massive Attack's Blue Lines album that was released that same year. So this is the song Blue Lines, the eponymous third track on this classic trip-hop jam.
Thank you. you love, then love the one you're with. Spliff in the ashtray, we'll strap up all the little touch tickles. Especially when she's gentle, but I don't hear words, cause I slide the instrumental, keep the girl at a distance. The moves are very hazy, the sunshine in my life, the way I did is shady.
Skip, hit data, to get the anti-mana. Blue lines are the reason why the temple had to shatter. To the sound of silence, surrounded by the mass. The faces on the paper, not the strangers that have passed. The ones I'm looking back to see if they are looking back at me.
Are you predatory, do you fear me?
Yeah, while I'm doing this, I know the place I really wanna go. The one I love but never gets near me.
It's a beautiful day, what it seems as such. Beautiful thoughts, whereas I dream too much. Even if I told you, you still would not know me. Tricky never does, Adrian mostly gets lonely. How we live in his existence, just being English upbringing, background Caribbean.
It's the way that we build it, sharing a soliloquy. Pick up the broken thread for flexibility. Mickey, I'm a 3DZ, so no way glazy. No sunshine in my life, because the way I deal is hazy. Different day to day, because I'm on my toes. While contemporism, I remain in comatose.
It's a looking glass, she's looking through. She hated me, but then she loved me too. I'd lie, not try, so I lost faith. Then turned to her to keep the faith. She told me, take an occupation or you'll lose your mind. Not a 9-to-5 lemon, looking for the line.
Box clever, watch your sister come together. Crazy weather at the end of my tether.
Massive in the area, murderer. Attacking out the area, murderer.
Sun goes softly, softly round the habitat. Ratchet in the right hand, they got no one to stab at that. Take a walk, Billy, don't be a hero. Efforts are minimal, they're almost at zero. Excommunicated from the brotherhood of man. The one that lonely as a puzzled anagram.
Until the tricky TARDIS withdraw what I saw from down in dance hall. People aiming and claiming stormy weather it's rain.
But you're living on a seesaw.
I tried to see more.
Somebody died, did he? Nobody. Looking on sunshine, but still we're treading water. The son of many reasons, searching for the daughter. Seeking knowledge, not acknowledging the jet set. So I made myself and sound within my Budokan headset. The solar system watches in wisdom. The children dance as the moonlight kissed them.
To massive attack, matte black appear wearing beads. 2 hours traveling, so I wrote this on repeat. Boys living fast, people getting jumpy. Where ugly falls, I just do the water pumping. Microphones are close, crowds are far apart. Take my peace of mind and sign my name across your heart.
All right, that takes me back. Welcome back to News Ad Lib, Wellington City Library's very own radio show on Access Radio 106.1 FM. I'm Stephen, your local friendly children's librarian, and before the break we were talking about the future of our beloved Central Library, but now I think it's time to talk about some of the great stuff the library has for you right now. I'm talking collections, and not just the bookish kind. Now, we tend to think of the library as being your first port of call for books of all shapes and sizes, and fingers crossed we are, but we're constantly trying new things out and offering a range of non-book things for our lovely readers to borrow and try out at home. For example, you might be aware of our vinyl records or our Start Your Own Book Club kits, free iPads to borrow from your branch libraries, music recording equipment, microphones and instruments, even power meters to help you measure the efficiency of your electronic appliances. But the newest addition to these non-book collections are carbon dioxide meters. Now, air quality, as we know, is a taonga and is essential to human health and well-being. Now, while outdoor air quality will always influence indoor air quality levels, did you know that the vast amounts of our daily overexposure to carbon dioxide, CO2, unwittingly occurs due to poor ventilation in indoor environments? Well, the good news is that you can now borrow CO2 meters from the library for free to help you monitor your indoor air quality levels. You can borrow 1 meter at a time for up to 10 days, and they can be either picked up in person from our libraries in Johnsonville, Newtown, Karori, Kilburnie, and the CBD, or you can reserve them from our online catalogue to be sent to the branch of your choice. Now, once you have your CO2 meter, you can use it to measure your indoor CO2 concentration, temperature, and relative humidity levels by obtaining readings from around your home, office, or classroom to determine ways to improve your air quality in the spaces you frequent the most. Now, this is a pretty important part. Please note that our CO2 meters can't detect the presence or absence of COVID-19. But CO2 readings can be used as an indicator for the risk levels of airborne infection transmission based on how well or poorly ventilated an occupied indoor space is. So if you'd like to learn more or to reserve your CO2 meter today, you can just ask any friendly librarian at any branch or visit www.wcl.govt.nz to find out more. That's www.wcl.govt.nz. Now, I do have much more to share with you about our collections, but for now, I think it's time for another song break. Now, all this talk about carbon dioxide has put me in mind of choir rehearsals. Yes, I know that's quite a stretch, where CO2 levels can be a real concern. So I thought I'd share with you one of my favourite moments from J.S. Bach's Mass in B minor. This is the 12th movement, Cum Sancto Spiritu, in a stunning recording from Harmonia Mundi with the Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin, conducted by René Jacobs.
Spirit.
it's just sublime. All right, we are back on News Ad Lib, bringing you news and events from the world of libraries. And just a reminder that all the tracks we're playing today are part of the library's CD collection. But if that segment of Bach tickled your fancy, you can hear the whole work performed live by Orpheus Choir Wellington and Orchestra Wellington at the Michael Fowler Centre on the 29th of April. Right, now that that shameless plug is out of the way, I do have more to share with you about the library's collections. Now, as many of you will be aware, it is currently the month of Ramadan, a special time for Muslims living in Aotearoa and around the world, and many of our libraries will be featuring special displays of books featuring Muslim characters and voices, including books in Arabic, Farsi, Bahasa Melayu, Urdu, and Somali, as well as in English. So at this special time, we thought it would be a nice idea to highlight books that we hold in languages other than English, because something that you might not know is that we actually hold books for children and adults in over 40 different languages spoken by Wellingtonians. Our librarians really do the most amazing job trying to find the best books from countries all over the world for our avid readers, and we try to put these books in libraries close to where our diverse language communities live. So, for example, our lovely Newtown Library contains books in Amharic, Arabic, Bengali, Burmese, Chinese, Cook Islands Māori, Farsi, Fijian, French, German, Gujarati, Hindi, Japanese, Niuean, Oromo, Punjabi, Sinhala, Samoan, Somali, Spanish, Swahili, Tamil, Tigrinya, Tokelauan, Tongan, Tuvaluan, Urdu, and Vietnamese, as well as, of course, in English and Te Reo Māori. Now, you can find large collections of books in community languages at Newtown, Kilburnie, Karori, Johnsonville, Te Awe, and Arapaki libraries, but all of our branch libraries also have collections you can borrow from. And don't forget that you can have these books sent wherever you want them as well. Now, if you want more information about any of our language collections, or would like to provide some feedback to us on what languages you'd like to see at libraries near you, please visit www.wcl.govt.nz/languages, and we'll be able to help you out. All right, we'll take another break for a song, and when we come back, we'll finish up by hearing about some of our upcoming events for Tamariki and their whānau. This next track is one you might not have heard before. Now, in honour of our diverse communities here in Wellington, this is Calling All Migrants by South Asian Wellington hip-hop collective Big Bada Boom, recorded in the days of MySpace and shared with the world through the Wellington World Music Collection, funded by Wellington City Council.
Calling all migrants, stop your life, without the phone, and report to the immigration
service. Now take one step forward, two steps back. This political arrest got me watching my back. Confusion rules, folks don't know how to act. Blind paradigm, told us by into that. In fact, step back, see the tragedies, see behind the scenes. Corrupted politician infested with disease. It's time to leave, it's time to flee. Yes, it's time to leave, it's time to flee.
You know the struggle never gets stopped. In the same cycle, let me disrupt. Never give up on your dreams, you got to rise up. Refugees and migrants, you got to stand up. You know the struggle never gets stopped. In the same cycle, let me disrupt. Never give up on your dreams, you got to rise up. Refugees and migrants, you got to stand up. From this land of poverty, where the demons then be pissing on humanity. Refugee is what you calling me. If you see, don't take it down on me. Refugee is what you calling me. If you see, don't take it down on me. Am I free from this animosity? Am I free from this hypocrisy? Am I really free from this fake reality? Am I really free from this adversity? Am I free? But am I really free? Am I free? But am I really free?
Famine, disease, now it's politics and greed. Jealousy, deceit, when will my trouble cease? When will the struggle ease? When will I shine? When will I reach the top of my climb? Working jobs 9 to 5, then again 5 to 9. When I try, them sharks be taking me for a ride. Decide to apply, but my papers decline. Residency denied, so I reside with the vibe. islands collide, but them Jacksons divide territory for pride. But the color that you wear is your side, and the color that you are will decide on how rough the ride. Hey, listen, now I'm living in a social prison, defense mechanism, far from militant. Just an immigrant, drenched in racism. The bullets never miss, witness the red crescent. Will I end like this? Cause I struggle ever since my birth to my death. Cause I lived hell on earth to my very last breath. Blind become a vision. Blind become a vision. Will the struggle ever stop? You know the struggle never did stop. In the same cycle that we disrupt. Never give up on your dream. You got to rise up. Please and my friends, you got to stand up. You know the struggle never did stop. Opportunity, have I been blessed? East is east, but the world is west. Or will it ruin me? This is a test. East is east, but the world is west. English, not fluently, not the best. East is east, but the world is west. Money now ruling me, like the rest.
East is east, but the world is west. You know the struggle never gets stopped. You'll be in the same cycle.
Welcome back to News Ad Lib with Wellington City Libraries. Now, if you like what you heard, check out Big Bada Boom on Bandcamp. All right, now, the April school holidays are coming up fast, but fear not, the library has you covered with all kinds of cool events for the whole whānau to enjoy. This April, the theme for our school holiday program is Te Ao Kararehe, or The World of Animals. And across all of our libraries, you are all invited to come along to a whole bunch of events celebrating our furry, scaled and feathered friends, including The Pet Files, where you can bring in a photo or draw an illustration of your pet and join us for the special session creating pet fact file zines that you can either take home or add to the library's collection. There's also Technicolor Fur Bearers, where Tamariki can select a pre-prepared model of a fur-coated animal and decorate their critter with lush paint, shiny gems, colourful fabric and funky textures. There's also Create a Critter Flipbooks, where you can join us for these workshops where Tamariki can create their very own animal flipbooks. The different animal combos you can create could be pretty hilarious. And there's also Lego Habitats. Come along to design and assemble an ideal Lego habitat for your favourite animals, living or imagined. There'll even be small prizes for the most creative or most realistic habitats. As well, we're very lucky to be joined by Stephen Mulholland, the Tawa Lama man himself, and his llamas for Llamas at the Library at Tawa and Johnsonville Libraries, a visit from the folks at the Coastal Ecology Lab in Island Bay, reading to dogs with our friends at Canine Friends Aotearoa, and much, much more. So much, in fact, that I don't have time to list everything here, so visit wcl.govt.nz/kidsholidays to see the complete list of events, times and locations. Or, of course, you can always ask your local librarian. Okay, that brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you for tuning in to News Ad Lib, everyone. Our final song today, just because after that Massive Attack jam at the beginning of the show, I'm feeling mighty nostalgic for the 90s, comes from Alanis Morissette's classic album, Jagged Little Pill, released in 1995. This is one of my many faves from this album, You Learn. Ka kite anō.
Walking around naked in your living room.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.